Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Champions are made on Sundays.
World champs, baby!
Congratulations to the Super Bowl champion.
Legends are made on Sundays.
Toward the end zone.
Really good breakfast is made on Sundays.
Get me a vodka rocks.
Mom, it's breakfast.
And a piece of toast.
It's Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, featuring the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, and college football's biggest games. And a look ahead at today's NFL action.
Herbert stops, launches deep. Jalen Guyton, he's got it! Touchdown, Chargers! What a throw!
Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, Joe's in here getting tips on how to make better sales and everything, man, thanks to
let's just say, as creepy and how much AI can freak us out, boy, I think I just figured out a great way to make my job a hell of a lot easier. Writing emails go and reach out, holy hell, the future is here.
Well, I'm glad that you could look at something and say, man, this could be potentially helpful for me, or this could really mess things up for me.
Yeah, I say this now, fast forward 30 years when we're fighting off our robot overlords that, you know.
And they know all your moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Off top.
They're like, how's this for a sales email?
Well, I mean, it's about working smarter, not harder. And smarter is not something that Ja Morant is at this moment. His camp, his squad.
He's going to be working harder on getting smarter, for sure.
Oh, man. The trainings are definitely coming for one Ja Morant. But if you haven't heard, Ja Morant is about that life, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So
he wants to make people think that he is about that life.
Ja Morant has been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies for 2 games for having a gun on its Instagram Live while in a nightclub in Colorado. So after they played the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Before that, Ja Morant or somebody from his entourage, you know, or from his crew, supposedly, allegedly, pointed a gun with a laser beam at a person from the Indiana Pacers staff.
Security, I believe. Security, it was, yeah, at the stadium.
So that happened. And then we find out a story that Ja was about to fight a high school student, 17-year-old student, and told the student, man, I'm about to go get my gun. I'm going to get the strap.
That was after punching him 12, 13 times.
After he beat the young man up, allegedly, for whatever reason, and Ja rode on him. I don't know Ja Morant, but I know the first thing everybody said is, you're not a thug. You're not about that life. You've got a good family. You've got good parents. You're not, that's not who you are. I hate to break it to some of y'all out there, but there are a lot of bad dudes that come from great situations. There are a lot of bad people that had both parents in their house, that parents that were educated, parents that were hardworking, parents that, in most cases, some cases, tried to be good people. We see all Ja Morant's dad has done. So I don't want to assume that I know this dude. This is what I will say. Ja Morant is from South Carolina, but not like, you know what I'm saying, the, you know, not the nice part of South Carolina that they have. He's from like Dalzell, South Carolina, which has one of the highest murder rates in the country, which has one of the highest assault rates in the country. Robbery rates are higher than the national average. Ja Morant is from that part of town. So I'm not saying that excuses anything by any means, but as far as, I mean, we don't know, you know, he's not about that life. I think he might be. I mean, there's either he's real hood or he's real dumb, or he's both. I think it might be both. So I'm not going to take away his, say that he's not about that life, not anything, man. I don't know, but I know when you're from certain areas, you're definitely with all the ish. And I feel like Ja is one of those guys that kind of is, because just be real, man.
So it's okay.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. I'm getting to that part. I'm getting to that part. So what I'm saying is he might be that good guy act that we've seen, or, you know, that's kind of portrayed. That might be the fake part. And this might be closer to the Ja Morant that we should know, right? I think he's given us a lot of almost Steph Curry vibes for the first, you know, couple years of his career, right? Just a good guy, super, man, super amazing at what he does, leader of his team. Like, I can't help but to like this guy. But lately we've seen Ja get into some stuff, and it's like, okay, maybe this is closer to who he is than that good guy. You toting guns in the club, like, what are you thinking? You're not only are you an NBA player, not only are you a good NBA player, you're one of the faces of the league, bro. Why do you have a strap in the club on your IG? For what? Why are you beating up 17-year-old kids? For what? Why is somebody from your entourage or whatever, security team, whatever, pointing guns at, for what? I don't understand. And I think that's where the rest of the world, I know that's where the rest of the world is now, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you can leave that street life behind. And I know for a lot of people, that's incredibly hard for them to do.
Well, and when I say, like, yeah, he's not about that life, it's because he's not anymore, and he doesn't need to be. There's this video of these guys. They do a couple different videos, and it's, like, perfectly sums this up, and it's a joke, satire, but it's like this rapper, and they've clearly made it out of there. Like, they're successful, the group, they're all... They can do whatever they want. They don't need to go back to that lifestyle. But the hip-hop artist, he keeps referencing, like, no, man, we got to go back to the hood. We got to start selling drugs. We got to start. And they're like, dude, we don't have to do this.
We're out.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? We're good. So it's like Ja Morant. And again, this is not like this just happened. Does this dude not get on the internet? He clearly does, because he posted on IG Live. But what have people been talking about him for the last month now? This stuff. So when you hear the stuff going on with the Pacers, where someone in his entourage possibly shined a laser from out of the car that was part of a gun, and if you're at first you hear that, you're like, whoa, okay, that's like, whoa, that's a
intense.
Big,
like, what are we doing?
That's a big allegation right there, and you kind of take that as like, all right, well, you know, that's kind of he said, she said. I, you know, granted, why would someone make that up, you know, if someone feels threatened for their life? But so that happens, and then you get the incident with the clique showing up to the finish line because his mom got in an altercation with security at the mall. And then it's saying, I wonder what time this guy gets off, referencing to the security guard. Like,
was that a real thing? I didn't mention that part because
everything's allegedly
again,
nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, you know, but
this is reports from the Washington Post that just came out this week about that those two incidents, beating up the 17-year-old during a bat pickup game and then showing up to the mall because his mom got in a fight with someone and at Finish Line, and then he's threatening security, talking about, let's wait for this dude when he gets off his shift.
Well, as far as the Finish Line thing, I'm pulling up. Sorry, if you got into it with my mom, I'm pulling up the Finish Line.
Well, I'm pulling up because why is my mom shopping at Finish Line?
That's like, man, try to get you some kicks, bro. What you mean?
Foot Locker.
Man, Finish Line and Foot Locker are the same place.
Champs.
You probably know that.
Foot Locker
part,
and Champs are one and two.
Finish Line is...
Why is she going into a Finish Line?
Not even existing anymore.
She can't hook him up with him. He can't get her some shoes? Why is she going to Finish Line?
I don't know. She might have been shopping. That's what, you know, women be shopping, like Chris Rock said. But, so, no, I'm pulling up in that area because that's my mom, and I'm pulling up. I don't care.
With nine dudes deep.
I don't know whoever's with me. We're pulling up, fam. But so that part, I'm good with showing up for your mom and everything like
Again,
that.
Again, I just like, the I'm like, check how does this after, dude when not?
This, check he, in with the security guard after he gets off. Man, you might be, that's pushing it. But all these other incidents involve guns, club, gun, with the young student, gun, the thing with the Pacers, like, when guns are involved, bro, now you're painting a huge target on you for what? Like, you're giving me real Gilbert Arenas vibes.
That's exactly what has happened here, basically.
Bro, and Gilbert Arenas was not about that life. And he would tell you, he's like, he wasn't a thug. Everybody knew he wasn't a thug, but he wanted to play this part. And sometimes it's these guys trying to prove that they haven't changed, or so this way they can go back to their hometown and not get robbed. Like, I mean, I think when you come from a nice place like Portland, Oregon, like, certain guys can come home no problem and go about their business and everything. But certain places, and Ja Morant is from a first 48 state. So I can imagine him wanting to be closer to the street. So this way, when he goes home, man, he's safe, his family's safe, all that stuff. But you got to be smarter, bro. Like, that's incredibly irresponsible. And I work with students, and most of those kids love Ja Morant.
I don't get it, man. Like, why are you flexing? Like, why are you?
I don't know. I can't really speak for him. We know it's
well.
Dumb.
He has released a statement, so we can, you know, wrap it up with this. He said he takes full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, teammates, coaches, fans. You just say that's stupid for him taking responsibility?
Because of course it's your fault. Of course you take full responsibility. Okay. It was your gun. What are you talking about?
You caught me for a second. I'm like,
you take full responsibility for bringing a gun to the club.
Let me finish. Yeah, the fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being. Well, you know, hey, Ja, there's nothing wrong with going to a strip club after a hard night of work to relieve stress. I don't know if anybody's going to get mad at you about that.
No.
But when you're just openly brandishing guns, for what? Like, why? Like, what's the famous line? Like, if you're going to show it, you better use it. And so why are you, like...
I don't know. What's the
It's a flex.
That you don't need because you are one of the most famous people in the world.
It's
a flex that you don't need. Your homeboys, you're something like that, man. Okay. For a certain reason, for flashing for IG, like, it's stupid, but okay. I understand. You are Ja Morant. You have one of the highest selling jerseys in sports. Every young kid, like, they want to play like Steph and shoot like that. They want to have Ja Morant athleticism. You are one of the faces of the NBA. You cannot be this dumb. That's just what it is.
Classic radio line here. We'll see what happens because, I mean, it's 2-game suspension from the Grizzlies for now. But we'll see what the NBA has to say about that in the next coming days.
All right. Well, Good luck, Ja.
Do you want to hear that Pac-12 clip that I got from the weekend?
Well, you know what? Let's do the whole thing next.
The whole thing.
Let's talk about the Pac-12 that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Oh yeah, because it's not looking pretty.
It's not looking awesome. I've been kind of keeping up on it as well.
But yeah, I have a specific audio clip for you that it's like, well, okay, like, boy, if things felt bleak now, they feel even worse after you hear this.
Well, I'm fired up. I can't wait to hear it, and we're going to discuss that next right here on Sports Sunday on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
listening to Football Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
1018 on The Fan. Me and Joe Fish. Who is this? What beat is this?
This is a Freddie Gibbs song. I want to say this might be Mad Lib.
I'm a big Freddie Gibbs fan. My favorite song from him is, probably John Morant's favorite song too. It's called Gang Signs. You know, so yeah. That's what I'm pretty sure he's throwing up now. But wanted to shift gears really fast because we didn't get a chance to talk about the looking like likely demise of the Pac-12. And Joe, you said you had some audio you want to play just a little bit earlier. And let's get to that audio, and then let's talk about where we are
with the Pac-12. Let me see, make sure I get this all right. But this comes from ESPN College Game Day, basketball College Game Day. They were out at North Carolina, Chapel Hill there, for Duke, North Carolina yesterday. And the audio, I'll make sure that it's, hopefully it's up and it's good. But this is Reese Davis, one of the more prominent ESPN voices and personalities on the channel, all right? Keep in mind, ESPN is one of the networks that is in talks with the Pac-12 about a contract and about getting their football and basketball games aired on their channels. So, again, keep all those factors in mind when he says this.
UCLA, and like we might see Duke and Carolina again next week. Maybe we'll see Arizona and UCLA next week again, too, in the Big 12, Big 10 Challenge.
I'm going to play that one more time so that way you can hear that again. His little joke he has about some of the teams that are in the Pac-12 for now.
Maybe we'll see Arizona and UCLA next week again, too, in the Big 12, Big 10 Challenge. Too soon? I mean the Pac-12 championship game.
So, again, Reese Davis, one of the more prominent personalities on ESPN, one of the networks that is negotiating with the Pac-12, or was, to get their games on their channel, basically making jokes about the the two best teams in the Pac-12 basketball conference, saying that, oh yeah, their matchup in the Pac-12 championship, or should I say Big 10, Big 12 matchup. The Pac-12's dead, dude. Like, when ESPN dudes are openly making jokes about your conference and how you're not going to be around anymore, and it's just you're the butt of their joke, it's done. Bye, Pac-12. Oregon State, Washington State, they're going Big 12 or Big 10. The four corner schools are going to the Big 12 with Oklahoma State and all, you know, it's done. Pac-12's over.
I hate to break it to you, man. The Pac-12's been done for a minute.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, if we're being honest, like, and it started with
walking towards death's door.
Yeah, you know, it started with obviously all the stuff for football. And, you know, when you hear teams like USC and UCLA are leaving the conference, two of the more story team, the two most story teams from the Pac 10, 12, 8, whatever we're calling it. When they start leaving, you know you have a problem. And now they're talking about in basketball potentially taking Arizona and what was the other school?
It's looking like the four corner schools might be tight, heading to Big 12. So Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. That has been the most recent rumors floating around.
Awesome, right? So you lose three of the best programs that you have in college basketball at this time. And it's going to be a requiem for the Pac-12 like it was for the Big East, right? When we saw the Big East kind of collapse and, you know, those. And that was ESPN's first, like, you know, introduction to, like, man, being live sports. Is like, man, we're going to do Big East basketball. Like, that's how ESPN became ESPN. Like, let's start there. And where are they now? You know, like, the Big East isn't a thing in Moria. No, it's gone.
The Big East? Yeah. They have it in basketball.
Yeah, basketball.
But it's
football
definitely
was gone. Football was gone, but that was a...
It's not the Big
Miami
East
Miami has
past.
Never been the same. Miami has never been the same since they left the Big East for football. Like, they end up collapsing. But it's just kind of one of those things, like, when you see these really storied conferences kind of start shifting and moving and stuff like that. Like, we thought it was a big deal when the Pac-10 got two more teams. Whoa, 10 to 12? Like, that could be weird. And now we're talking about potentially the Pac-12 not even existing anymore, or maybe going to like a Pac-8 or something like that. I think they should just do away with the conferences in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Pac-12, and this kind of goes back to our conversation last week of money ruining sports in a sense. Like, all these traditions and everything that the Pac-12 has over the last 100 years is going to be wiped away. Well, not wiped away, but it's just going to be over and it's going to end because of TV contracts. Like, that's what it's coming down to, is that that conference is shutting down because of financials and money and not being able to get the right deal on the table. They were talking about not only Apple TV, Rashad, Ion TV.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
I have.
I'm shocked you have, because I sure as hell didn't know about it.
Ion TV is if you don't have cable.
Okay.
And it's like one of the channels you
Here
can
comes
watch.
The Ion TV salesman, Rashad.
Hey, man, like, see, this is not going to tell you. You can grow up too broke and too many spots. But, yeah, Ion TV is like a channel that stuff like what will come on there, like Heat of the Night and maybe some other
NCIS,
shows.
NCIS.
Like, yeah, you know
Criminal Minds.
Yeah, you know, so if they start putting basketball on Ion TV, number one, it's hard to find Ion if you don't have cable.
Isn't
or if you do have cable.
Yeah, well, basic cable, like, isn't Ion like channel 13-3 or something like
something
that?
Something like
that. For God's sakes, man. Yeah, this is not good. Yeah, it basically looks like they just run a bunch of reruns from, like, cop shows. Law and Order SVU, Criminal Minds, NCIS Leverage, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS Los Angeles. Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's who the Pac-12 is talking
and
with.
And then Pac-12 football.
Hey, they basketball. Got Blue Bloods and Bones, though.
Oh, okay.
After the tonight's Pac-12 matchup,
catch a rerun of Bones. That'll be fun.
Well, is it? It's either that or what? NASCAR box truck racing that we get pushed out for and then end up on the Fox Business Channel watching the Ducks game?
I'll take some box car racing. That sounds fun.
Is that a thing? Did I just make that up? Boxcar racing.
It sounds pleasant. It sounds like something I could definitely be into. But no, man, I honestly think the Pac-12 is just, you've got too many teams. Number one, you had a really crappy TV deal that nobody liked, you know, that everybody pretty much just kind of talked about how bad the Pac-12 network was, the fact, the content, the, you know, whatever it was, it just didn't work. It's hard to find. So if you don't like Big Ten Network, I can find all the time. But Pac-12 Network can be kind of tough to find for a lot of people. Your games are always at 7 p.m., you know, for football and stuff like that. For basketball, it's not working the way people would have wanted to, and they're hemorrhaging money. So it doesn't surprise me that basketball teams are starting to make those moves that football's starting to do. I give the Pac-12 another maybe 4 years.
Four?
Three. Is that too – am I wishing too hard?
I dude, this could be the last year of the Pac-12. Like, I wouldn't. This is the thing that I feel like I've come to realize about like TV contracts for sports, is that they can say screw it if they really want to. Like, yes. If there is a deal, like, oh, well, nope, nothing can change. And the college football playoff, that deal was supposed to be until like 2026 or something. And so it's like, well, we're not going to see anything more than a 4-team playoff until at least 2020. It's like, no, we're getting it in like a year. Like, it's happening a lot sooner than we thought. They basically ripped up the contract and said, all right, let's make a new one. Add more teams, 8 more teams. We got a 12-team playoff. Let's go. It can be done. But the way that, I mean, quite frankly, George Kliavkov, the new Pac-12 commissioner, he got handed a turd sandwich. Larry Scott handed him a big old turd sandwich, and he had to sift through it and try and clean it up. And let's just face it, he can't. It was too far gone, and now you are talking to Ion TV. Pac-12.
Ion TV.
4 years, Rashad. If they last 4 years, then, yeah, I would be shocked. I give them at most 2 more years, but we could be looking at the death of the Pac-12 like this year. I think that's where it's closer to being, is that we're getting our last football season, Pac-10, and the talks are going to be ongoing. I mean, yeah, well, it's getting to that point, bud.
Well, that's just awesome to know that, you know, the another
What's UNLV
thing,
doing? They want to come over to the Pac-12? Talk to your boys over at UNLV us.
They can stay right where they are. They don't need to come over. They need to come over here. That doesn't make the conference better. That makes them very much worse. So, no who do you love today, is there?
No. But I figured we would, again, the quarterback shuffle. We got the NFL Combine going on. I mean, if you're down.
Can we have some cool music behind it?
Some NFL music? I can definitely find some. We can definitely do that. I mean, again, there's so much in this system that, you know, it's our pick of the litter.
What's wrong with the TVs?
What do you mean, what's wrong with TVs?
Is your TV working in there?
Yeah. I'm watching some Arnold Palmer Invitational right now.
Well, I'm going to try again then, because mine...
Speaking of which, I feel like I'm going to have to pull this audio to end the show with, because it is golf-related, Rashad, but it will make you laugh. I'll have that for the last segment. But next, I think we, look at the NFL quarterback shuffle. How does that sound?
That sounds great. So next, we're going to look at the NFL quarterback shuffle.
But first, you're going to stall for about 10 seconds so I can get ready for a SportsCenter update.
And first, I'm going to stall for about 10 seconds so we can get ready for a SportsCenter update, which Joe has right now.
Football Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
And even worse, if I was broke, would you want me? Oh, that's poetry from one Sean Carter.
My goodness. We're going to see some poetry in October.
Are we?
Oh, we are.
Or
are
the Orioles going to the...
Oh, no, that'd be great. But we're going to throw the W's up.
Oh, man. I'm coming in. I can't wait, bro. Wu-Tang's for the children, bro.
We'll tease that as the months go along.
Yeah, Wu-Tang's for the children. I can't wait.
Also, I talked to you about it in the break there, but also want to let the listening audience know, if you haven't heard, Fan Madness, baby, up at A&A Sportsbook Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, I think it's called up there, March 16th and 17th. And then the following week, I think we're going to be somewhere as well. So stay tuned for more details.
Man, I'm definitely in the building.
I'm stoked.
Things.
Like, hey, March Madness, this is going to be the first tournament, I believe, in 7 years that my Pitt Panthers will be playing in the tournament. So let's hope they have a good showing in the ACC tournament.
Yes, I hope my Pitt Panthers go out there and do the things they're supposed to do and get big W's, because number 3 and number 17 are amazing players from Joe's Pitt Panthers.
Shut up. Throwing out random numbers.
I don't know. Hopefully they're really players on the team. Guarantee there's a number 3 on the team. There's a number 3 on every team. 17, probably not.
You can usually bank on, 1 through 9.
Yeah. Absolutely. 80%
of those are
0.
Filled.
Yeah, so that's another big number. But Joe, man, we want to talk some quarterback shuffling. The season is, I'm not going to say upon us, but we're just wrapping up, obviously. But the football season never ends, because now we're talking about draft. We're actually watching, I don't know if you watched any of the Combine and watched anybody's 40 times, but sometime when I'm working in the background, it's just good to have some stuff like that on. Kind of reminds me of golf. It's quiet. Not a lot happening. Just watching guys just kind of go through the motions. No, seriously, it's like having golf.
Choose
on.
Choose your next words wisely.
It's like having golf. I'm saying it's like having golf on my television as I'm doing work. Like, golf isn't super loud.
I'm a little offended that you compare the NFL Combine to the Arnold Palmer Invitational, but
hey, man, it's calm. There's a tranquility to it.
Anyways.
Yeah, I can talk. People can talk like this the entire time during the Combine. That's not typical football.
Wow, what a great 40.
Yeah, see, man, that was
what a
impressive
shuttle run.
Yeah, that was impressive. So, yeah, but there are some quarterbacks on the move, more than likely, in some cases. And Joe wants to ask some questions about where said unwanted quarterbacks will land.
Well, got like a report today that there's apparently two more suitors for Derek Carr on top of who he wants to go to or who's reaching out to him. And then Adam Schefter, he's going and dropping bombs on, pardon my take, Barstool, saying that the Washington Commanders are interested in Lamar Jackson. Again, Aaron Rodgers, that's looking more and more like that he's not going to be with the Packers.
No.
When do we start getting some resolution here? When do we start finding out who goes where? So Derek Carr, I mean, Saints, Jets, and Panthers, if I were him, I'm going to the NFC South. Like, you are going to a division who last year's starting quarterbacks were Marcus Mariota / Desmond Ridder, Andy Dalton, who's the Panthers quarterback? Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. I mean, come on. I feel like that's a very winnable division if you have Derek Carr as your quarterback. The Bucs, they're losing Tom Brady. I feel like if you want to make some money and have a chance at going to the playoffs, Derek Carr, you go to the NFC South. But with that being said, all those teams need a quarterback. So at the end of this offseason, we could be looking at that conference kind of being like our AFC West last year, where we thought the Broncos and the Raiders and the Chiefs, like that was the best. I mean, we'll see what happens with this conference, because all four of those teams could look completely different at quarterback.
The NFC South was so incredibly bad this year.
it was very bad.
Like, how teams even made the playoffs, how the Bucs even made the playoffs was crazy to me. I mean, granted, they had a much better season to end the season than they did to start, but the NFC South was that bad. Honestly, if I'm Derek Carr, at this point in my career, I want to go somewhere that I know I can win. I think that's an important part of it. You don't know what you're going to get from New Orleans because their stars are always hurt. You don't know exactly how much you're going to get from Alvin Kamara on any given year. Michael Thomas has not been in like 3 years, 3 or 4 years. So you're not really sure what you're getting in that regard, you know, from the Saints. Obviously, Atlanta still has a lot of kinks to work out, and so I still don't think they have an amazing roster in Atlanta. And I think at this point, if you're Derek Carr, you want to set yourself up to have, man, some good offensive weapons and an offensive-minded coach. Maybe a defense that, you know, and none of those defenses are going to be able to hold water. Maybe the Buccaneers, you know, are the best of the bunch as far as defensively.
I'm gonna go through some of these quarterbacks that are free agents, and I want you and I to just breeze through and say who we think they're gonna
match
sign
them
with.
To a team.
Yeah,
okay.
Geno Smith, I think he's going back to Seahawks. Yeah, I think they'll work that out. Derek Carr, I'm thinking he goes to the Saints, man. I think that he's going to want to play indoors in a dome, give him the best chance. I think he's going to want to play for a fan base that gives a crap, like the Raiders did. And I see them, quite honestly, the Saints, to me, are the closest to being a competitive team in that division. You can maybe say that about the Bucs as well, but they've shown their warts over the last year. So I feel like that team gives him the best chance to win in New Orleans. So I'm going Derek Carr, New Orleans.
You know, I'm going to throw one out there. You may not get it. You know, I think the Colts.
Derek Carr to the Colts. Yeah. Hey, indoor stadium.
Again, you're talking about an indoor stadium. You're talking about a division that, you know, he could potentially, you know, play really well. And the Colts have some weapons. They just didn't have a head coach. They didn't have a lot going for them. But they do have a good running back who didn't have a great year. And so you hope it's just a, you know.
They are bringing in the Eagles offense coordinator, Shane Steichen, as their head coach.
So you've got some, and a head coach is looking for his guy, right? Looking for his quarterback. And if he can go out there and get a veteran presence, you know, somebody, because Derek Carr is good. Regardless of what the Raiders tried to make him seem, Derek Carr was really good, you know. And as bad as he was last year, he was still top 10 in almost every category. So you put Derek Carr on a great team in a dome, he could flourish. So I think the Colts would be a team that's sneaky in there that nobody's really talking about.
Lamar Jackson. Where do you think he's going?
Lamar Jackson.
Keep in mind, man, like some of these teams, they got those early draft picks. They could be looking at a kid in the draft. So that's kind of what's hard about this, man. It's like Lamar, I'll give you mine. I think he's going to New York. I think the Jets are going to go after him.
I was going to say the Jets, but at the same time, it's about, you know, having the weapons, you know, around you to make sure that you can be as successful as you want to be. And I don't know if the Jets fully have that in place. I like Robert Saleh as a coach, but I just don't think the Jets are offensively. They got a great offensive lineman, you know, and outside of that, like, I don't know. The Jets are one of those teams. I just don't trust New York. So
I don't either. But I could totally see them trying to pull off that move. Robert Saleh having him as their head coach is huge. I think that's a great, great mind to have leading that team. And they've got the pieces. You saw that they had the pieces offensively last year. It was just Zach Wilson that was holding him back.
I like the. I mean, this might sound weird, but I can see him going to the Bucks or to one of those NFC South teams. You know, you talked about the Saints a little bit earlier. You know, just as far as a change of quarterback and what they look like, and have an offensive coordinator that's really able to draft something or to build something around a player like Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson and some of those receivers in Tampa Bay would be really, really good. So I would,
Mike Evans. Yeah.
And, you know, to one thing we don't talk about enough is like a change of weather. You know, Tom Brady, New England Tom and Tampa Tom were two different players, two different guys, a little looser and stuff like that. So maybe Ravens Lamar and, you know, Buccaneers Lamar are two different guys, and you get to play in that warmer weather, it could be good for them.
One thing from this weekend that we saw, and it, I don't know if it was a joke because, you know, Barstool and likes to do
usually
that.
A joke.
But Adam Schefter went on Barstool with Pardon My Take, and he was reading a text about Lamar Jackson. And again, they did this before, so I am taking this with a grain of salt. It was a prank. That's what I thought I saw on the internet. At first, Adam Schefter like went on their show and read a text about the Commanders and Lamar Jackson, like potential this being Dan Snyder's last big move before he sells the team is going after Lamar Jackson. But sure enough, yeah, they. Barstool is starting to get annoying with this, is that they make these fake news clips, essentially. They did it with Arian Foster when he said that it was scripted. They were like, watch, people will take this bait. Let's make this fake story about how the NFL is scripted. And sure enough, it took off. That's what they just did with Adam Schefter and Lamar Jackson and the Washington Commanders. So,
well, that's what Barstool does. You know, and again, it's the definition of clickbait. You know, this is kind of what they do. My favorite part of Barstool Sports is Sunday Conversations. Have you seen those?
I have not, no.
Sunday Conversations are the best. So go look up Sunday Conversations with Aaron Rodgers or with Drake or something like that, man. Those interviews are great. Okay. Want to tie a bow on this bad boy?
Words? Yeah. No, I have a clip from the Arnold Palmer Invitational that is riveting that I think will sell you on golf, Rashad.
Why do you have to sell me? You don't have to sell me on golf, baby. I love golf.
I know you don't have to do that. I know how you feel.
I really like golf.
It's all right.
I really like golf.
Do I get Rashad out to play golf this summer?
Yes. Easy.
Okay.
Easy. That's not like you're making it sound like, man, do I get Rashad to go and do some dragon boating with me? No, probably not. But like that's something, golf and swinging some wrenches. I can do that.
All right. All right. Hey, I just went to the Portland Golf Show yesterday. Got plenty of discounts, plenty of free rounds of golf. Come here and get 50% off 18 holes at places. So we will make it happen.
Well, that's what's up. Well,
please, God, can this weather get better?
Man, fingers crossed. Well, yeah, get out there and I'll show you my stroke. Pause.
Wait, what?
Right,
what?
Pause. What? So we're going to come back. We're going to tie a bow on it right here. It's Sports Sunday on the Family Odyssey app.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Football Sunday, Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Something without wanting love.
It is a lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah, until we walk outside and look at the weather and realize that we have another like 3-4
weeks
of it.
You know what we get to do though, Joe? We get to walk outside, bro. Because unfortunately, somebody is not as lucky this morning. To a lot of people, you know, are not as lucky to get up and walk outside and do their own thing and smell the air one more time and complain about the weather and all that jazz. So I'm going to take every day as...
Oh, you're taking the positive.
Oh, man, absolutely, angle. Man. You got to, man. You got to. There's too many terrible things out there to be, you know, to be mad about. There's a lot of great things to be happy about.
Yes,
so.
like playing golf.
There you go.
No, I do have some audio for you from the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Scotty
sounds delicious.
An Arnie Palmy?
Yeah.
Not bad. I'm not a tea fan, but the lemonade, it definitely, yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not a lemonade fan, but I like tea.
Yeah. Best of both worlds, I guess.
There it is.
So Scottie Scheffler, one of the best golfers in the world. He is actually two strokes away from the lead. He was out there on the golf course, I believe, yesterday or the day before. And his caddy was giving him some insight on a bunker and how he should be hitting a shot. And listen to Scottie Scheffler's response and the insight he offers on his shot about that he's about to hit. Can't hear it, can you?
No, I can't.
All right, it's all good.
Get it right, Joe. Try again.
Well, classic Fisher here on this new board. All right, here we go.
So I just feel like the great shot's in the bunker if you barely miss it perfect. My bad there.
Wait, what? Did he fart?
So I just feel like the great shot's in the bunker if you barely miss it perfect. My bad there.
And then it hits him with the, my bad, dude.
Wow. Did he fart?
Yeah.
My God!
If you look
that's
at the
a loud one too.
If you look at the video, you can see his caddy like look at him like, "Are you serious, dude?" And then he just kind of looks back at him like almost ashamed and just gives him the "My bad, dude.
Sorry about that."
Yeah, one more time.
So I just feel like the great shot's in the bunker if you barely miss it. Perfect. My bad, dude.
That's awesome.
The fact that just and I. The thing is, this video, it's from someone, like, filming the TV. I was trying to scrub the internet to find, like, the actual CBS feed of that clip for NBC. And, yeah, I don't think they scrubbed it. They do not have it anywhere. It's just that.
No, they don't want that circulating, but, man.
One of us. Come on. Who's not ripping a fat fart on the course?
No, I'm almost guaranteeing every John Daly.
I'm good for
step.
One every three holes.
Yeah, John Daly looks
swings?
Like he farts like when he takes steps. Yeah. You know, like, you know, so a lot of big guys do that. But
I try to do it as I'm in my downswing, so it gives me that extra, like, it's almost like a rocket boost.
I'll be honest, man. Like there's some golf is kind of sophomoric, you know, and you know a lot of things that happen on the golf course.
The
like,
sport where the best player ever just handed a dude a tampon
exactly
a week or two ago.
Exactly, you know, and I think because you know the prestige of golf clubs in certain places, like they you know they just allowed black people at the Masters a few years ago. You know what I mean? So
it wasn't a few years ago. I mean, it was like a few decades ago.
I mean,
but
that was still a few years ago. Like I remember long enough. I was old enough to remember when, you know, black people and women weren't allowed, you know, at the Masters. So
I think it was like 75. Yeah. Lee Elder. He was in 75 at 40 became the first African-American to take part in the Masters.
That
come on,
75 is not that,
that
long
was
ago,
only 48 years
yeah,
ago.
Exactly. That's not that long ago at all. So, but no, man, I always thought like, you know, oh, everything is very pristine and everything is very buttoned up and all these things. And no, have you ever been to a golf club with some buddies or something like that? Like, oh yeah, it's hijinks all day, you know? And I'm surprised how, like, you got to be a really good golfer to golf drunk. And most of the time that I've ever been golfing, like, guys are drunk by the ninth hole.
Well, see, and there, I've had those moments. I had it recently at my home course of Chehalem Glen. I was feeling a little frisky at about hole 12, and then I told myself, I'm like, you got to reel it in here, because look at that scorecard. It's starting to go off the rails.
Here's the thing. I don't plan on competing, you know, to, like that, so I have no problem being drunk by maybe the third hole.
And, hey, I've always heard that if you, like, practice golf drunk, and then you go out to the course, you'll be ready.
Is that a thing?
No. Do not go get trashed at the driving.
You heard it here, folks. Golf pro Joe Fisher says go ahead and get drunk before you play your rounds, and you should play pretty well.
Well, before you play your rounds, just not the driving range, okay? I mean, you'll be shooting the ball in the opposite direction, taking people out.
Well, drink responsibly before you go out there and hitting the driving
any
range.
Any sort of golf, yes, yeah, drink responsibly.
Drink and hit the driving range responsibly. So, Joe, man, awesome show. Next week, it's going to be a little different. We're going to have an actual intro that says we're Sports Sunday, and
thank God we can that producer.
And we're about to have a new producer because Joe sucked at this job. So we're bringing in Jordan.
Wasn't me.
Bringing in Jordan.
The producer was very shy. You never heard him talk much.
But
so
he's going to come in. He's going to give us a brand new look, you know, for Sports Sunday. I'm super excited. Joe, I'm
back
super
excited.
Back to a
three-man team. Yeah.
Back to a three-man team. We're all with it. So for my guy, Joe Fisher, I'm Rashad Taylor. Thank you for joining us. We'll see y'all next week. Later. That was
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.